Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship now. As we are more available to Him, more dependent on Him, He brings us into the relationship that satisfies us. Until we've tasted that satisfaction, we have a misunderstanding about who He is and about who we are. We have this idea that pleasing Him is what will get Him to meet our needs. Yet it's accepting Him meeting our needs, regardless of whether we feel we've measured up or pleased Him or anything, that is that characteristic of that unconditional love. So as we move forward and learn about the supernatural realm and about our own solical skills, senses, abilities, desires, and how they interact with the supernatural realm, we're going to make mistakes. A lot of this is going to be trial and error. That's fine with God. That's part of the process. We don't have to be afraid of disappointing Him or getting out from under His protection or all these other things. That's not where He's coming from. And if that's not where He's coming from, our goal is to be on the same page with Him. And in your spirit, you are. Our goal then is to know, to have that confidence by experience that we are ruling and reigning in the supernatural realm now, as well as the natural. Most of us, we don't even think about gravity anymore. When we get up out of our chair and walk across the room and walk upstairs, we don't think about, okay, how is gravity working? How am I overcoming gravity by walking up these stairs, by getting out of this chair? Because we've learned by experience how to walk up the stairs, we've overcome gravity. Well, likewise, we will learn how to overcome the supernatural realm by experience. And just as when we learned how to walk, we fell down, we'll learn how to walk in the supernatural realm, in authority, in understanding, in knowledge, and fall down a lot. So we're not going to judge ourselves or others through this process, though we want to observe and learn and understand when we can, trusting that God's going to put us in that situation, in that circumstance, that we are moving in, that we are working through, that we are fully comprehending. When we talk about the ways that God does things in the supernatural realm, we remember that He created the supernatural realm. He established within us a mode and a way of accomplishing His purposes over the supernatural realm. So we aren't pursuing, we aren't just going on our own desires. We aren't just developing our own way of doing things. And it looks like there may be a problem with the sound. And I am going to go ahead and try to, it looks like it's going through and perhaps being recorded, but since there's no live sound, I'm going to go ahead and try again. I'm going to hang up and call back in and see if we can get a live connection. And it's Blog Talk Radio, so I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, it looks like it's being recorded. So I'll give it another shot. So hang in there, and I'll be right back. So hopefully this will reconnect and we will have a live line coming through. But I don't see... Okay, let me ask you guys, if you're hearing anything, let me know through the chat room or if you want to call in, because it's not coming up live as far as on every... aspect. It seems to be coming through, but perhaps not live. So what we've been talking about is the way the supernatural realm works is something we're going to have to learn. It's not just something that God's going to hit us over the head with the magic wand and we'll have all the answers. And here's the problem is we expect God to just, okay, here you go, here's the anointing, here's the mantle, here's your call, do it. And we don't like to do the work. And learning to rule and reign over the supernatural realm is going to take work. But remember that because you are already experiencing the supernatural realm, it's merely, you're not trying to get anything to happen. It's already happening. Your goal is to be an active participant from your intent. You're going to go out and conquer this realm rather than just let it go on around you. So we're all going to learn to be proactive in recognizing that we are rulers and reigners now. What does that look like? So rather than just hit and miss, and for some people that's fine. Some people's temperaments, that's the way they'd rather do things. That's fine. But if this is something you're interested in, is there a way to approach the supernatural realm and learning about the supernatural realm that makes sense, that can correlate to the way we normally learn to do things? In other words, can we set a strategy, a plan, and set ourselves up with goals, with intent, and follow through, so we can see how we're doing, so we can set aside the time that's necessary to do this work, so we can judge how we're doing, and even in turn share that with others. One of the reasons we're in the situation we're in with our ignorance of the supernatural realm is that those who have learned have not accurately shared. There's this idea out there that if you are experiencing supernatural experiences in your life, you're special. You have a special gift or talent or anointing or whatever, that you're special. But really, when that's the case, it's our own misperception. It's not God's intention. Just as we all have eyes and ears and natural senses, we all have solical senses. And they function similarly for you and me and anyone else. Our experiences, though, and our learning and our history are going to be different. And I can't give you supernatural experiences. You have to get them for yourself. I can't impart to you what it's like. I can only share with you what it's like for me and give you encouragement, give you some guidelines, give you some approaches, so that you can find out for yourself. So we're going to talk about supernatural experiences, both in the broad sense and in some specifics, in the sense that you will have to find out for yourself. Now, we start with being open to God giving us whatever it is we need. He knows what experience you need first. He knows what your temperament is, what your history is. So when you become open to Him, He may take you in a totally different direction than we're going in. Go with Him. The whole point is that you become comfortable personally with whatever God is doing. Not that you're doing it this way, but that you're doing it His way. So we're not looking to be doing it the right way. Because if you're doing it His way, that's the right way. When we are talking about supernatural experiences, we start with talking about our attitudes, our possible, and when we've talked so often about beliefs, about what your beliefs are, about what others' beliefs are, what the beliefs are of those who have been teaching you. And we want to remember that we all come to the table with beliefs that aren't necessarily based on God's truth, but they're based on what we've been taught and on history and all these other sources. Well, the same way with attitudes. Our attitude towards supernatural experiences determines our perception. It also determines whether we accept certain supernatural experiences and reject others, and also how we interpret those experiences. In general, again, very general, and we may have all four of these attitudes, but in general, there's your attitude towards supernatural experiences is going to fall into one or more of these four categories: positive, negative, neutral, or ignorant. So, a positive attitude toward supernatural experiences. We want to remember that supernatural experiences are part of the believer's daily experience and should be cultivated, valued, and appreciated. The Holy Spirit can be trusted to train, protect, and provide whatever is necessary to promote His agenda, keeping us focused on His goals and plan. Because we're depending on the Lord to be Lord, we can rest, enjoy, and even prevail through whatever kind of experiences He has planned for us. When we have experienced God's love for us, when we have confidence in our ability to hear Him, we have a positive attitude toward experiences. Because it's not make or break. It's not do or die. We're open to whatever He has for us because we know He loves us. Nothing is so earth-shattering that if we make a mistake or do it right, it's going to change our relationship. Your relationship with God is settled in your spirit. So we're working on, again, removing the hindrances between our soul and our spirit. And so much of that is tied up with having a true relationship, an overcoming relationship with the supernatural realm. So then there's negative attitudes. Those who have a negative attitude toward the supernatural experiences usually do so because of misinformation, based on someone else's experience or someone else's opinion, or the fear of being out of control. And of course, the possibility of making a mistake or being hurt or getting someone else hurt. One of the reasons the Lord wants us to want supernatural experiences is to precisely expose those areas in our belief system that are based on lack of confidence in God, which is, in essence, our flesh, relying on the strength of ourself, our self-life. So it's when we abdicate our authority that we have been given that all these other attitudes are present. When we don't realize and are not functioning in our own authority, God-given authority over the supernatural realm, we have the attitude of being a victim, that we are at the mercy of what's going on in the supernatural realm rather than the other way around. you are an overcomer. You've been made an overcomer. It's not you will be an overcomer. You are. You are the ruler and reigner over the supernatural realm. You just need to learn how to act like it. It's like you know how to fly. You have wings. You have everything you need to fly. And genetically, you know how to fly. But until you jump off the cliff, and you may a few times bump on the way down, but that's the only way you're going to learn how to soar. So we learn through process. But what we're learning is not something new. It's something we already are. We have nothing to fear from trying new things and asking for supernatural experiences. Let me repeat that. You and I have nothing to fear from trying new things and asking for supernatural experiences. God wants us to ask. He wants us to try and fail. And we have nothing to fear from that process. Yes, we're going to get bumped and bruises, and we're going to be surprised. So what? So the next attitude is a neutral attitude. And this can sometimes be more difficult to deal with when talking about being motivated to know Him. This stance toward the supernatural is characterized in word or deed. In other words, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're saying, what we're doing, by the whole idea that if God wanted me to have supernatural experiences, I'd be having them. Now, I know that's pretty common. If God wanted me to be having supernatural experiences, I'd be having them. This approach, this attitude, nullifies our personal relationship with God in that He wants us to want Him. And He wants us to want what He wants us to have. We will have to learn to deal with the supernatural sometime. So it is wise to take advantage of every opportunity now. There is no neutrality with God. We are either walking according to spirit or according to flesh. When we talk about walking with God, when we talk about knowing Him, it's because He wants us to know Him. So we've got a caller at area code 862. Welcome to Prepare. Do you have a question? Hello?
Hi. I just entered. I was just going to listen for a few minutes, and that's all.
Okay. Is this Tara?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I missed most of it, but.
Okay. Well, I'll try to remember what your phone number is, and when you call in, I'll try not to put you online. Can you not hear on your computer?
No. I can't hear voices very well, but
okay.
I'm listening through an interpreter right now, so that's
okay.
How I hear.
Okay. So I'll write down this number and not put you on air every time you call in then. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thanks. Hang in there. So when we're talking about these supernatural experiences and our attitude, we talk about, okay, what is God's desire for us? When we say, well, if God wanted us to be having these experiences, we'd be having them. Aren't we really saying that he has to force it on us? Aren't we really saying that we know better than God? That we can't be bothered with wanting or finding out if this is something he wants? And isn't this the essence of arrogance? That we don't have to seek God. We don't have to be vulnerable to God. We don't have to desire God. That if he wants us to have it, we'll have it. He'll give it to us. But remember, none of us value what costs us nothing. We don't want to have to work for something. And when God gives us something, like unconditional love, very often we don't value it. We take it for granted. And this is one of those reasons that he doesn't just give us everything. It's because he wants us to value him. He wants us to experience the whole concept of appreciation, of gratitude. When we talk about the difference between what Adam and Eve went through, where they were at, they had received unconditional love from God, but they'd always had it. They had always had everything they needed. They always had their needs met. They always exercised authority over the natural and the supernatural realms. But because they had never had to work for it, they had never been without it, they had no appreciation for it. So for you and I, we want to learn how to learn, how to work, because it's through the process of gaining victory, of working it out in our own lives, of seeing this is what victory looks like, we will then value what God has given us. Again, we don't value what costs us nothing. And in the supernatural realm, learning to function and overcome in the supernatural realm, he left us here specifically to learn how to do it, so we will value the skills, the senses, our own abilities. But he wants us to want it. So thanks for tuning in today. We'll be getting back together again at 9:00 on Saturday. Until then, have a great rest of the week, and thanks for tuning in to Prepare Radio. This has been Diane Thomas. Have a great week.